Tav Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. So Afabish Ocho Surah HaMafsek is much less of Lechel. We pointed out that after the Surah HaMafsek, the person may continue to eat. Elim Kain Kibbalah Beferish Shaloi Lechel Oyer Hayam. Unless he explicitly said he's not planning to continue to eat. Hagob HaKabbalah B'Lev Eino Kabbalah. The Ramah's opinion is that Kabbalah B'Lev is not significant. It's only valid if a person expressly says it. Okay. Verbalizes it. The same thing would be true if the person would say the phrase, he's being mekabel tainus. He didn't say he's not eating, or he said he's being mekabel tainus. That's equivalent. So what he means is the time is for the coming day, and therefore he's starting now not to eat anymore. Okay. However, if he does this belayv, so we're talking about if a person makes a commitment to start the time is after the Surah Mafsekis, so it that requires him to stop eating. But the Ramah says it's only if he verbalizes it. Thinking it in his heart is not going to be significant. So the Mishmur is the cotton base. But they disagree and they both say that even just the Kabbalah Belev is sufficient. So where's the issue? The Gemara talks on a general. This will work out to the netter. There's the idea of the being mekabel tainus early. It's not the regular din of Tosefis. There's a din of Tosefis Yom Kippurim. There's a din of Tosefis Shabbos. There's a din of Tosefis Yom Tov. That's not from Sukkim. There's no din of Tosefis tainus. So it'll work out to Hilchos Netter. In general, Hilchos Netter requires a deeper belief, The exception to that is Hilchos by Hekdesh, the Mordechai says Nadiv Lev Oilus. The apostle says Nadiv Lev Oilus, so it says that an Oilus could be affected through Nadiv Lev. The Gemara then in Nedorim, in the first parak, discusses applying the same concept of Nadiv Lev Oilus by Hekdesh to Tztaka. So it's Ladavka Hekdesh, but it's other things also. So do you then apply the idea of being mekabel the tainus, you should have the same halacha like nidrei tztaka, which we pass in nidrei tztaka is chal b'lev, which is it's a relevant halacha. It's a very relevant halacha. So a person, is contemplating to give tztaka, that's not a problem. A person comes to a final decision in his mind. You know what? I'm going to give this money to tztaka. He's now mechuyav to give it. Once he made that, it's like sending me to say prepare. He made a commitment to halachically, he has to do it, unless you'd have some form of a Torah Nedarim, but otherwise. But it's a real netter. The pace, which always gets me very nervous, is sometimes I say you see somebody collecting, he's going around the shul collecting, you say, okay, I'm going to give him a dollar. You think, I'll give him a dollar. And then he never comes to you, the guy walks out. So you made a Kabbalah Belev to give the person money. So that could be halachically a real problem. I was once listening to a share from Herschel Schechter, a little bit of a different twist. He says he's had this experience, which Baruch Hashem I very rarely had in my life, but I guess we move in different crowds where he'll give a check for $5, $7, and the person will give it back to him and say he wants more. So he says, now he has a problem. The person, he doesn't plan to give more. He decides what he's allotted, and that's all he's giving. But the person doesn't want to take it. But he committed to give the person stock. He wrote the check, for sure, that's considered a form of a netter, a commitment to give the person. So he said from Rabbeinu Schwinkel that Rabbeinu told him that whenever he gives, that he used to give, going to the kosel, something you give the neem, that you give him a little coin, they'll refuse it. They want something larger. He always says, we netter when we give it. This way, in case I give it back to him, he's not, this is what I'm planning to give. I'm planning to give more. So you can't make me give more. On the other hand, by committed to give this, now what am I supposed to do? So you don't want to be in that situation. So he would say be neder, not to be stuck in that situation. So Hershel Shechter, one of his shurim, mentions this idea. But you know, he says be neder whenever he gives the writes a check, in case the guy is going to give it back to him. It's too small. I never had that experience of a person refusing my checks.
I personally don't understand the question.
If I was
makabel on myself to give the guy the money. I gave him the money. He gives it back. Now the onus is on him. I did what I was. I said I'm going to give him the money, so I gave it to him. I didn't say I'm going to fight with him over the money. I didn't say I'm going to debate with him. I said I'm going to give it. I said to my mind, I'm going to give him the money.
So
if he doesn't want to take it, he doesn't take it.
So it's probably the best you could argue that he has a bit of an onus. He's not being.
I wasn't makabel that he's going to take it. I was makabel that I'm going to give it. He doesn't want to take it. That's his issue. It's not my issue. It's not my ASIC.
I'm not sure that I know the.
I'm not understanding this.
There, a person makes a netter to give. You know,
I know that they give it.
The neder doesn't mean to do a mice of nesina. It means to effectively give.
Well, I mean, if he doesn't take it, it's, you know, what should I do? I don't have to give him more.
So you're an artist. Then you're arguing the argument of the artist. Is, you know, is a possibility of an argument. But it wouldn't necessarily relieve you of your neder. Just saying, I have a neder which I can't fulfill. So an onus is potter.
Depends what I was makabel of myself. I'm never makabel of myself that he has to accept it. I'm makabel of myself that I'm going to hand it to him. I'm going to hand him the money. What he does with it, I'm not makabel. I'm not involved in that. I'm involved in that. I
think that the standard das of a person. Let's say I never heard of the experience. If I'm familiar with the idea of a person refusing, so then I think you're right.
What's that? If
I'm familiar with the idea of a person refusing, then I think you might be right because I'm aware that's a possibility. But I'm not aware that such a possibility. I've never had that experience.
Really?
Right.
Oh, I've had it.
I've never had that experience.
Oh, yeah.
I guess their expectations for me aren't great.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, that might be so.
I've had it, and in my mind, I say to myself, I'm going to give you the money. You don't want it, don't take it.
But let's say, for argument's sake...
There'll always be somebody else who will take it.
What you're saying is you're giving it out tonight. What you're saying is you wrote into your... But if I'm not aware that such a thing exists...
Oh. Okay.
So I didn't make any tzedakah.
Yeah.
So I meant the full process of giving somebody tzedakah. It doesn't mean a physical act of giving. It means fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedakah. That's my netter is to fulfill the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. You know, if I got a situation where he didn't accept it, I didn't fulfill the mitzvah. So I did not fulfill my netter. So you're saying that there's an automatic unspoken tonight. Okay. So that's, you know, he's saying I'd rather verbalize it just in case. That's the only difference between you and him.
Let's switch it for a second, because now I'm a little thrown by all this.
Okay.
Worried.
What?
Worried.
Not worried. Worried, no. I wish I was on the Madrega to be worried. I'm not worried.
Okay. I'm trying to make you worried.
But now, you know, on my list of worries, this is going to come down pretty low. In the Talmud Beis HaMikdash, right, I had a chiyuv to give truma to a kohen, but I had the Tavis HaNoa to say, I can pick the kohen I want to give it to. All right? I have a right to pick my kohen. Now, let's say if I theoretically pick kohen A, and I offer him truma, and he says, no, I don't want you. I'll never take truma from you. Okay, I'll go to the next kohen. No big deal.
I'm not sure there's a nitri mitzvah on giving a kohen truma.
It's not a mitzvah?
It's a mitzvah to give. I only get the netter. Not everything, which, you know, if I put on tefillin every morning, it's not called a netter to put on tefillin. It's called I'm doing the mitzvah putting on tefillin. So I'm going to put on tefillin.
Almost any mitzvah, if you do it, don't we say, like, Erev Rosh Hashanah, any mitzvah that I did three times and I didn't say
those
it wasn't
things,
built in neder, it is?
Those, in general, are things which are that concept is a din d'rabbanan, which Chazal wrote into things which are up to my choice. So when I chose to do so, I'm making some level of a commitment. Some which I'm doing it because that's the halacha. So I'm doing it, you know. Somebody came and said, I didn't speak out. They said, listen, if you're doing something which you believe that was the halacha, now it's part of that, that's not the halacha, you never committed to more than that.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that whole concept is more in the area of things which are davar toiv. They're not a mitzvah.
Oh, okay.
It's not a tzivut.
Okay, so I thought anything that you don't say
believe
neder becomes.
Right, so saying, so there's no, I don't, I'm not, when I put on tefillin every morning, I'm not making a kaim a neder because I put on tefillin every morning. I mean, Mekayim the
Tzitzilim. That's not a good thing. That's a chiyuv. I mean,
it's the same because it's a chiyuv. I'm not doing it because of the neder. It's a chiyuv.
Okay.
Right. And if one situation, let's say I'm putter from putting on tefillin, the person who's chol ma'am is putter from putting on tefillin.
Mm.
I don't have to be doing hatars and doorim because what do you mean? But you have a neder.
Yeah.
No, I didn't ever made a neder on this because this was the mitzvah, mm-hmm. but something which is a davar tov, which means I don't. I told out to the guys. Let's say a person starts. A person starts doing a chesed on a regular basis. We have one guy in the yeshiva, he always fills up after he washes the washing cup, he always fills up for the next guy.
Okay.
I said, you realize if you do it three times, you might have a neder issue.
Wow.
You've done the davar, it's a davar tov, it's not a chiyuv, it's a davar tov.
Yeah.
And you've done it three times, so now you've basically made, because unless you made hataras adorim, or you spoke up the neder when you started doing this, you're going to get a derabbanan dikadin of that you have a chiyuv now to maintain this davar tov. That's what davar tov means.
Good deed never goes unpunished.
Right, exactly. And this is where it came from. Right now you know where it came from. And so it said if you're going to be times you're not going to do that, you should speak up in editor. You say you never meant to make it.
What's the difference between truma and tzedakah?
Truma is a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv. All you own is the tov hasanah. It means it's not yours. And you have a responsibility to get it to a kohen. That's all part of the mitzvah of truma.
Right.
There's a much stronger element of discretion. I can choose how much to give. The truma, it's a fact. It's truma ready. It's done with. The question is whether it's kohen A or kohen B. Unless kohen A is an ani,
mm-hmm.
right? There's no mile of kohen A over kohen B at all.
Right.
So I have no responsibility to kohen A at all, so then there's no mile of giving it to kohen A. So I never made any type of commitment to give mm-hmm. it to kohen A. So it's not a davar tov. Right? When I have an oni who has a need, I have responsibility towards that oni.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, it's not just I have to oni him in general. I have mm-hmm. this oni right now is in front of me. There's a din I'm not allowed to give him al toshav dach nichlom. I can't refuse to give to somebody. So right now I have to have responsibility toward this person. Mm-hmm. That's a davar tov in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give that money to somebody else. So you committed to this person.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a real. In the case of a kind of oni, the truma now, might take on the aspect of a stock element.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about an oni.
Right, but the average kohen, let's say he's not an oni,
I'm talking about a regular kohen. I mean,
so I'm not sure that there's any mile to give it to one kohen over the other.
Right, that's my privilege.
But whereas an oni, that's not necessarily true. The oni comes to me and asks, I have some level of responsibility towards this oni. The one who asked me. There's a concept called al toshav dach nichlam. You can't, it's a derbonadic concept, it's actually a bidirik, it's a posik. Mishlei, that a person who's embarrassed himself to come and ask already, you're not allowed to ignore him. You have to give him something.
Okay, I'm in total agreement with that, but the honey doesn't have a right to tell you how much to give.
100%. But now when I did that, there's a commitment of myself to this person. Now he's refusing. What do I do now? That's what I'm saying. So the situation, so Rehershal was saying, the best thing to do is, in that situation, was say bli neder. This way you have much more control over the situation. This way, if he refuses it, you've done your responsibility you gave.
Yeah.
Right? So you're just saying basically that what you're arguing is that there's an unspoken understanding that that's what's supposed to happen. That might be true if you've had that experience on a regular basis. I've never had that experience.
Oh, okay.
So I can't say I believe that I have an unspoken understanding of that had I never thought about it. I never thought about it before. And all of a sudden, now the guy does me. He says, what do I do now? And now I'm stuck. I said, no, please take. Do me a chesed and take the money. I had it one time. And one time when I was a bacher in yeshiva, I gave the guy some coins. The guy threw it back in my face. But, okay, this is 35 years ago. I haven't. They come to my house, they're not expecting big bucks. They're not upset about the size of the check.
But they think when you're giving them money, they feel it's a schooler for Ashiris because you gave it. I mean, by me, they don't get that feeling.
They don't understand. Okay.
They're just so happy that they're getting money from you, and who knows what that's going to bring. That whatever you
must
give
be, them. Must be.
How we frame it.
They frame it.
Well, anyway, because that's so small, you might as well just frame it anyway because what it's worth. Okay. We always wonder if the Rebbe would sometime we could move up, inflation. Had he been alive, he moved $2 bills, Okay. $3 bills, something like that. Beis b'leib ben a kabbalah. B'ba'ach kasa da habi kabbalah. Chenitzkim a grava b'yura. V'osir oz komasha osu b'tisha b'av. So according to the Ba'ach and according to the grua, even a kabbalah b'leib that I'm going to start the tainus, it's the same halacha like by hektish by stalka, that even a kabbalah b'leib is considered a valid kabbalah. But again, it works based on the rules of neder. Actually, there's a fascinating Lavush. Lavush says that even by Kabbalah Shabbos works out the law of Neder. That was a Kabbalah Shabbos early. I mean, how do you make Shabbos early? I mean, Shabbos is Shabbos. Mm. So there's, you know, this is, so there's a mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos, which, you know, some he understands the means. There's a certain amount of time that before Shabbos you should stop, you should refrain from doing anything. Mm-hmm. But that which I, you know, decide an hour before Shabbos, make it Shabbos, he says it works out the law of a Neder, which therefore allows for Hataras Nadorim. He says you can do Hataras Nadorim. It would be a valid reason when you realize, it's a Taz. The Taz talks about a case. It was a wild case. Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. It's a Taz and Tafresh, I think it is. That Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And the community did not have a Shofar. So they sent an individual to go see if he could find a Shofar somewhere. So Thursday, he did not return. There was no shofar. Friday, there was no shofar. Friday afternoon, already they decided, you know, let's move a couple Shabbos, and they're mazel, you know.
They found the shofar.
5 minutes later, the guy walks in with a shofar. So you can't pull shofar on Shabbos. So the Taz gets involved in saying it was a Kabbalah Batos. Had they realized that he would be coming with the shofar, they wouldn't move a couple. So therefore, the Kabbalah is not effective, and they can blow the shofar. So even Kabbalah Shabbos early works with some level of a concept of a netter concept. So it's Osir, all of the things are Osir and Tisha B'Av, which means that Achila and Shtia and Sicha and Rechitza. But Nilas HaSandal is not Osir. To have a kilo histam beferish chutz mizav, because since most people don't want to walk around, you know, an hour beforehand, dafka, you know, barefoot, and people think it's strange, we assume he did not mean that.
Is there any cheshbon on how they set up the simanim? How they split things?
The Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, like this one. This one, I was looking at it for yesterday as well. It was bothering me for a while. It says Dina Erev Tisha B'Av, but half of the halacha seem to be talking about Suda Mafsekis, and then he splits it off with two sifim and Suda Mafsekis, even though he's been talking about it for like half of the other simon. Do you have any insight on that?
Well, first of all,
why did he split it off?
First of all, a lot of the starting point is the Torah, not the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch just follows the Torah.
Right.
And the Torah, a lot of times, because he's presenting much more of an argument, so sometimes he would present, you know, he would sometimes present it as the Torah has much more information. Mm-hmm. He quotes the Rishonim, etc. So sometimes he would, you know, present it as a separate discussion. So he would make it a separate siman.
I just.
Yep.
I'm noticing half of what he discussed before was with Masekis.
Right. Correct. So this last point, he says, we see he's not taking off his shoes. Obviously, if he meant to make a couple shoes, so why didn't he take off his shoes? It's obvious that he meant not to include his shoes. I mean, lekiba beliba lisanos afila belev. So here's his thought process. Thought process. You know, I'm not going to eat anymore. He's going to start the tightness. He explicitly said, I'm not going to eat. He just said, you know, I'm not going to eat anymore. And oklum what's afila bachila. So that's, you didn't make a netter of tightness. Tightness is a netter. Not eating. It's like you're on a diet. You know. Same person says, so that's not considered like a nedri mitzvah that can work belay. So a person says explicitly, I'm not going to eat. So it's not worse than anything than that. I make a nedri, I'm not going to eat. Okay, so you're mechuyev. But he thought, I'm not going to eat. There's no, it's not a nedri of a mitzvah which works belay. Therefore, he's mutter to eat. Mikol malkam lochan yosem lisan hases beferish befer belev shen makabel lovatainas al benesh mashus. It would be preferable before the person benches to explicitly say that, verbalize that he's not planning to makabel the tainas after he benches. And then this year, you know, a year when it falls out of Motzi Shabbos, then that the Shartzim points out you don't need because it's obvious, you know, not allowed to be noyig at Hagas of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. Fine. Beis, Tisha B'Av, Leila, Kiyomer, L'chol Dabra. So the nine of Tisha B'Av and the day of Tisha B'Av are equivalent in all halachas. You're only allowed to eat on the previous day, but it's still daytime. And Shemashah Shalai is also became Kippur. And Shemashah is also, we don't say it's the Sabbath the Rabbanon the Kula. And Shemashah is a Suffolk. Sabbath Rabbanon is the Kula. We don't say that.
So the fast actually, we hold that the fast starts during at Shkia time, not before?
Correct. There's no din of Tosefis Tisha B'Av. There is a din of Tosefis Yom Kippurim, but there's no din. Hago Amotu Berchitza V'Sicha V'Nil Sesandal Aben Hashmashas, and therefore all these things are permitted to Aben Hashmashas. Miu B'Chol Noegim Lach Letzim Inalim Kanem Shemar Baruch Hu. In the case of the Dabam Arv early, so once they Dabam Arv early, they should take off the shoes before they say Baruch Hu. Shabbos, Choltim Lacher Baruch Hu. So will be that in case where it's Tisha B'Av is Motzei Shabbos, so you don't take off the shoes on Shabbos because to say Baruch Hu, it's you're being knowing that it's still Shabbos, so it's improper to take off the shoes. So you say Baruch Hu and take off the shoes afterwards. Milvach Shliach Tiber Shacharlitz Kadem Baruch Hu. The only exception is the Shliach Tiber who would take off his shoes before Baruch Hu. It shouldn't be a hefsek between the Baruch Hu and the brachas which he's saying, which meeker than the Shliach Tiber was saying it to the Tiber. So he's responding to the Baruch Hu and saying the bracha. So there shouldn't be a hefsek between them. So he would say bracha mavdol and take it up beforehand. Rakar mitchilah mavdol, and then he takes it off. Fine. No, shall limit bear tish above mechitzos ve'elokim, but the worm hamutar tish above. There's a minig to refrain ready from erev tish above by chitzos. From learning Torah, except for the types of limud of Torah which are permitted on Tisha B'Av, which we'll see in the next siman. Even though you say Pirkei Avos in the summertime after Mincha, but when Shabbos is erev Tisha, is immediately prior to Tisha B'Av, you would not say Pirkei Avos in that situation. Every Tisha B'Av person shouldn't be going for walks, relaxation, recreation on Erev Tisha B'Av. Sivkat and Gimel. Ben Hashmashah Shalai is Aser. Hana Ben Mekinisasu Ben Mesiyasu. The Ben Hashmashahs of Erev Tisha B'Av and the sources of Matzoi Tisha B'Av. Al Ein Tzarech L'Hoysev Aleim. There's no din of Tosefis. You have to start early or end late. Beyond the Ben Hashmashahs. If the Shartzim points out, however, if they use the Daven Marv early before Shkia, that already would constitute a Kabbalah that you have to stop eating. So he's pointing out there was the Mechalikas before Rishonim. What's the definition of Ben Hashmashas? Is Ben Hashmashas according to Ben Otam does not start when the sun goes below the horizon; it starts later. According to the Minotam, even though the sun went below the horizon, it's still considered daytime. So by the, I think in America, I don't think anybody does it anymore, but in Europe, there were communities which followed the Minotam. And even after the sun would set, they would still be doing work in Erev Shabbos. They would drive in the car. Satmar in Europe, the Satmar, the minute was after the sun set, they would still drive in a car until the Ben Hashmashas of the Minotam started. Obviously, they kept Motzi Shabbos with the Ben Otam Mikra Din then, But the Mishnah Berurah came out before that. That's not so. We define Ben Hashmashas as soon as the sun goes below the horizon. That's called Ben Hashmashas. Motzi Berchitza. It says you allowed to do Berchitza Sicha Nilsa Zandel to Ben Hashmashas. Because some of the Kibbel of Lach or Shehipsik to Dosh Shlodachal Oid made also Berchitza Besicha Gamkein. If the person would be makabel, not eating anymore, we assume he meant to be makabel atinus. Not just not, not to eat. So therefore, rechitza and sicha would be asur also. However, this only is true if a person would accept it from plaga mincha onwards. If before, if it's earlier than that, it's not considered a Kabbalah B'Tainus. We don't look at this as any connection at all to the day of Tisha B'Av. So a person makes and, you know, gets him and says, I'm not going to eat, you know, on a Tuesday, you know. You don't say, well, he can't eat, so he also can't wear shoes. Eating is eating and shoes is shoes. So whatever he's Makalba favors, that's it, nothing else. For our minute, we keep the 9 days. So 9 days, we also expressed in, we don't wash ourselves and we don't eat meat and drink wine. This person said he wants to be mekabel, not eating meat and drinking wine from Shibasa Batamas. We don't say, well, therefore, also he also rechitza on himself because he's keeping the 9 days, he's extending the 9 days. No, he's not eating meat and drinking wine. We don't see it as an extension of the 9 days, and therefore there should be Nisra Rechitza also. Fine. Kadam Shir Mabaruchu. We take up the shoes during the weekdays before Baruchu. Rasulam and Daphne Shemin Hagam Hoyali Spalam Mar Bibayoim. They would have a Mar before sunset. And therefore, really, it's not day, it's not Tisha B'Av anymore. But once you say Baruch, you're considering it nighttime, the Davar Marav, then you shouldn't be wearing shoes. Maril Kosov, the Yesh Lachlitz, the Minolim, Kanam Shalchon, the Basic Knesses, Wakapanam, Yir Lecholtzim, Kanam Benish Mashas. The main thing is you take it off before Benish Mashas. Maril sounded like they would have to walk to the shul, definitely like walk to the shul without their shoes. I'm not sure what that was about. If it's Shabbos, you take the shoes after Baruch Hu, Choltzim, the Osir Bishum Simen Avelis B'Shabbos. You shouldn't be expressing Avelis issues on Shabbos. Well, Yigab Ham Biyadav. Fine. So now, if you take it off afterwards, Mila Mariv, so you shouldn't touch them, because the Yitzarach Litul Yadav, because that'll require you to then wash your hands. Okay. With the Evanim Noga, if he did touch his shoes, Yanaki Yodav Bechomini de Menaki. So the proper thing to do with this situation was not to go get water, but rather to cleanse your hands and anything which, you know, you could rub your hands off onto. It's a fascinating story. I told you the story before. What was the context? I don't remember anymore. Feeble minded Reingold. I had a maisa once. I was walking by, I have a chaver, his name is Yonason Tendler, and Rabbi Yonason Tendler, Rabbi Tendler's son, spent some time learning in Manchester Yeshiva with the Manchester Yeshiva of Segel's, that's all. So once they were walking together, and Segel's shoes got untied. So he was an older person, so Yonason bent down and tied his shoes for him. So the Sheba continued talking, learning. Says, I have to wash my hands. He says, no, you don't have to. So I'll tell you a mice. Okay. So this is a mice and a mice. Says when he was a bacher, he went to visit by the Chofetz Chaim, and they were talking, learning, and the walking together, and the Chofetz Chaim's shoes got untied. So he was a young bacher, and he bent down and tied the Chofetz Chaim's shoes, and the Chofetz Chaim continued talking to him, learning. He said, well, I have to wash my hands. He says, no, you don't. He said, why? Says there are two inyan of washing your hands when you tie shoes. There's an inyan al pi Kabbalah of washing your hands when you tie shoes, because tying shoes represents the makom of the chibur of the goof to the oritz. So the chibur of the goof. In Kabbalistic literature, the body is seen as the shoe for the neshama.
Okay.
It's the place where the neshama hits the ground.
Right.
So that place where there's an element of tumah where it connects. So that's a tumah concept. The tumah concepts do not prohibit you from learning. Right. There's another problem that if your hands, there's an element of zuma, etc., which is there, which that's not considered proper to learn, but the element of zuma. So they said, the Chofetz Chaim said that the element of zuma was referring to the fact that they used to walk in streets. The streets were full of the animals, manure, etc. You walk in the clean, you know, these clean, broad thoroughfares that they have nowadays. There's nothing like that. The shoes do not have that status. So they would not create an issur of learning. They have a chiva, you have to wash your hands. We have an opportunity. But it would not create an issur to learn. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim told the Reb Segel. So Reb Segel told Rabbi Tendler. Rabbi Tendler, you know, shared it with me.
I thought when you told that story last time, you also talked about, you were theorizing that it was only if you took off your shoes
So there it says cholitz manolav. It said that there it says the person takes off the shoe, right? So that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Dal. The person takes off his shoes; he has to wash his hands. So there's a sefer on the Chayyim called Beis Baruch, which he throws out that possibility of dafka taking off the shoes as opposed to touching them. He throws it. That's the tumah issue. That's not the bezumah issue. So, but he's over here talking about that. I mean, he was talking about, you know, the Ikar Adin, there was a meeting of the Menachi issue. The hands had to be clean for davening. So you would have to wipe them with something as a Menachi. So Beged works for that purpose, even a piece of wood, etc. But you have to really you have to get the whole hand. You have to like do every part of the hand, even between the fingers. It's a whole. It's if you're washing your hands, like you're rubbing off anything which is there. It's the same thing. So the Shiatsibra does it before Boruchu, cut in Boruchu. Neyatirov, because we don't want him to get confused. But he shouldn't be showing, expressing Inui on Shabbos, so therefore he says Baruch HaMavda beforehand. Nogu Shalomud Be'er Tishabov, so Mishnah Berurah in Sifat Ches says, the Torah B'Samechas Alev, Torah gladdens the heart. The din of the Gemara is only also on Tishabov itself. You're allowed to eat, you're allowed to do sicha. So why would you be also to learn that? It's not more common than other yisurim. Vikar tam, therefore the main reason why this minig developed is mishum dehu yachaluma devar mahamatzar matishabah. You can't say, well, eat something else, you know. You have to eat. You can say, there's what to learn, Tisha B'Av, Limudim, so you might as well learn that instead, starting from Chatzayus and Erev Tisha B'Av. V'nei, Mehaber Achrenim, Masher Shetov, so Minag Hazeh, Bola Iru Olav, the many Achrenim which accepted this Minag. The Filim Chal B'Shabbos, Hiskimu Kam Achrenim, Lisnai, Kam Shekos Ramo, Kam Shekhtu L'Kameh. They said even as it calls on Shabbos, a person should limit his learning after Chatzayus to Tisha B'Av concepts. Omnam, there's many which have strong reservations on this minhag. Rishon LeKol is the Marshal. He said he ignored this minhag. He would learn regular learning after Chatzos, and he permitted other people also. The Vilna Gaon feels that it's an extreme chumrah. It creates Bittul Torah. But they're learning regularly. They have an enjoyment, and they're interested in learning. They're motivated, etc. It's a person who learns what he likes to learn. So, if I'm busy learning whatever I'm learning, I want to continue learning that. So, stop that and learn Medrash Eicha. I'm not learning Medrash Eicha, So, yeah, I'm supposed to. So it doesn't have the same level of motivation, so there's Bittul Torah ending up.
So we're talking about Erev Tisha B'Av now.
He's talking about Erev Tisha B'Av.
Tisha B'Av, they all agree, or not necessarily.
Let's say everybody agrees on Tisha B'Av. Okay, Daito L'Hokob is there, because of the Chen Hoyu, who Noeg Ayin Shom. So he said he would actually learn regularly, move him after Chatzos. A person would so desire to be lenient, we can't protest against it. So they bring over here in the base of Dirshu that in Raden, in the Chofetz Chaim Teshuvah, they would learn regularly Mudim and Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, or Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. So the Mishnah Berurah's lesson over here was, you want to be Mekel, you can be Mekel. That doesn't see what he himself personally was, but he actually, in his own yeshiva, he established the procedure was to learn regular in the Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. I had a rabbi who used to learn regular after Tisha B'Av in the Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. He used to learn regular, That person, you couldn't pull him out of his limud anyway. It was very hard to get him out of his limud. So he just says, "What's going to do? Mr. Burz make a lot of them. I'm not going to be machmer." So the Rambam said that therefore, if it's coming out on Shabbos, we don't say Pirkei Avos. Now, Tisha, again, we can have Shabbos can either be the 8th of Av or the 9th of Av. So if it's the 9th of Av, then maybe there's a more compelling argument because it's really Tisha B'Av. But the Maaseh Shabbos, we're not in Megavela, so you know, so say, listen, maybe you can learn something else, But if let's say it's Arab Tisha B'Av, it's the 8th, maybe that's less of an argument. So no, even if it's the 8th, we would still be Machmer. We don't say Pirkei Avos. The Kalim and the Torah, Vayner Chachatzayis. The Kadam Chachatzayis more the Kalim and Torah. Afilu b'Chishachabish. Chishachabish Shabbos. In the case where the Shabbos is the 9th of Av, we don't argue that since really today's Tisha B'Av, the whole day you should limit what he's learning. He's allowed to learn regular on the 9th of Av on Shabbos, up to Chachatzayis. In Amrim. It was a Pirkei Avos. Rataz pikum pachim oir al minias alima b'Shabbos. Masayim the alima b'Shabbos achar chatzos lehipsa tzchore. Now, even if he will accept the minhag of the Rama during a weekday, the argument she had before in Simchat Nachas with the Gra, the Marshal, and the Marmor Mordechai was even on a weekday. So Taz is not arguing on a weekday accept the minhag, but on Shabbos. To be no element of availus on Shabbos, you're having a suda shama b'shaita b'shal shudas. You're having, you know, meats and, you know, 17 different types of meats, you know. That's mutter. But don't you say Pirkei Avos, because it shahits the hair of Tisha B'Av. What does that mean? You know, it doesn't seem to make sense. So the Taz has a very strong reservations. And I feel like Shechal Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos. Koshkin Shechal Erev Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos. Near the Ishtin of Chalzeh. So that much, the Shabura seems to paskin that on Erev Tisha, which is on Shabbos, that to learn the whole day regular. That the Shabura seems to be mechriya, the halacha l'maisa to do. Before he didn't really. His language was a person which wants to continue learning. We can't stop him. Here's the lesson: I think you should be knowing to learn regularly. Mm-hmm. The Bir Allah over here brings the quotes of the Mormon Mordechai, the full language of the Mormon Mordechai, which he's very strong about. It says, you know, I don't see there was a aggressive glick of not learning. I mean, we don't have the tremendous mass medium. We're turning around and learning Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. They end up taking walks. So Bittul Torah is not the result of Bittul Torah is not what it should have been. So. Fine. So, and then the Rambam himself adds off in the Talmud of Tisha B'Av. The point isn't to not learn and therefore they'll take walks, you know. Fine. Simon Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. I guess it's just to the first sif. Tisha B'Av also berachitza v'sicha minhilas sandal b'tashav shemitah. So besides achil and shtia, there's also an issur of berachitza, washing oneself, v'sicha, anointing oneself, wearing shoes, minhilas sandal, tashav shemitah, intimate relations with a person's wife. And now we're going to go through in this simon, which is a long simon, the details of all of those isurim. Furthermore, v'asa likris, but the first thing is the first thing is really going to deal with the next point, Vasalikris Batara. The person is not allowed to learn Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, Lishas B'Mishra B'Medrash B'Gemara B'Lachas B'Gadus. The person can't learn regular learning of Torah. Mishum Shenemar P'Hudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. The words of Torah are Misameach, and the Tisha B'Av is not a time for Simcha. P'Tzakas Abayis Rabban is B'Telim Boy. Therefore, the children do not have the regular day of Limudim on Tisha B'Av. The Bir Halacha brings machlokes between the Taz and the Taz of who? The Shita? The Bach maybe? Yeah. That the Bach says it's because the children enjoy learning. The Taz says the children have no enjoyment in learning necessarily. But the Rebbe who's teaching has the problem. He can't be teaching. It's not going to kid learn it by himself. You know, kid wants to sit down and Tisha B'Av and chaz over his chumash. So according to the Taz, it's mutter. According to Bach, it's also. So the person can't learn. Abakari who be Eiv, person can learn Sefer Eiv because Sefer Eiv is a sad conversation. But the Warm Haroyim, person can learn the sad Nevuos Shibri Yirmiyah, because there are Nevuos of consolation in Yirmiyah also. Those are persons should not learn the Tisha B'Av. Yeshiva names Psukim Nechom and Tzarek Ladalgam. If there are Psukim of consolation, which are written amidst the topic, which is a sad topic, a person should skip those Psukim. I always found that halacha interesting because what much we have the haftar of Tisha B'Av, right? It's not mamash nechama, but it's I guess it's kibbalah l'chafatz. It just says that the person wants the person to do good things.
That's not
nechama.
Not
nechama. Right. Nachama was even chazar in this pesukim of nechama. It's the last pasuk of Chazoy.
Yeah, right.
But it's not Tisha B'Av. It's Shabbos Chazoy. Let's do the next the few sifim on the Mishnah Berurah altogether because it really just goes to what's permitted. Beis mutar lomed midrash echo. Person not learn midrash on the sefer of echo. Perak Elam Magalchin, the last parak of Ma'at Katan Elam Magalchin. Mishra Mishra will point out, even though the topic over there is not only Avelis, but also the Lochas of Cherem and those type of things, but that's all, you know, not very happy topics. Chen Lomad Perish Eicho, Perish Eiv. To learn the Sefer with Perushim is also permitted.
What the kitten is that disappear?
Mishra Berurah mentions that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. Right. Gimel Miyesh Misha Oyser Lilmud Ayyade Hearer. So I want to learn Gittin with Hearer. So normally we define learning, Shulchan Aruch Shita's learning is Dafka B'Peh. So I'm not learning. Yeah, but if the issue is Simcha, the Maisa, you enjoy thinking about the topic. Dalin, what the Likras call Seder Ayyayim? The person's allowed to say the full davening. Parshas of Kabbonis, Mishnah Zeizel Mekayim, and the Midrash Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, so all that's part of your regular learning of, that's your regular tefillah, if that's your normal Nusach HaTefillah, so you'll have to say that in Tisha B'Av also. It's not considered like, even though it's there to learn in a certain sense, but that's why it was incorporated into the tefillah for learning purposes, but you don't perceive it as so, and it's mutter. Umutalaks are a parsha but Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to review the parsha on Tisha B'Av. So Mishnah Berurah said that means that a person who's the Balkari, who's preparing the laning, so he has to lain by Yechal by Mincha, he needs to prepare it beforehand. So he's allowed to review that beforehand. That's not a problem. So we did through Sif Dalid, and then we'll do the Mishnah Berurah's best shem on that tomorrow.